So let's talk about the different pieces of the armor.
So we have, starting off with the helmet of salvation. We have the helmet of salvation. So this is not necessarily worn all the time, but you're going to throw it on as soon as you're ready for battle. You're not going to walk around the campgrounds when it's peaceful and stuff, but you're going to put that on, that helmet of salvation. And I love to talk about how the enemy loves to penetrate our mind. And our mind is something that, you know, our faith is rooted in our hearts, and it is you know, that's where it's taken root. That's where it's really, really just protected, and we have walls of protection of that. But still, the enemy can get to our mind pretty easily. And so it's that, you know, those lies that the enemy is constantly telling us, or the things that we're believing, you know, to have that helmet of salvation that is given to us the minute that we put our faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what tops our head. Okay. And that's not the hard part. Like, when, once we turn and once we start to follow Jesus Christ, that helmet's on.
Yeah. Right? So one of our members was saying this week, like, when you put a helmet on it and strap it on, like, it's going to stay on. It's not going to, you don't have to keep putting it on. It's just on.
It's on. It's not going anywhere. And it's just one of the many hats that we wear too, but it's big enough to protect all of those, right? Because we moms, we're juggling a lot of different hats.
Yeah, that's true. But
this helmet is suited and ready and strapped on, and it's protecting. It is the thing that is protecting us from all sides. It's not just a face shield or a mask like we're so used to wearing now, but it is protecting all of that. And the enemy is going to get to our minds. He is going to do that. But we are daughters of a king. We are his warriors. And as soon as we have stepped foot following him, we have entered a battleground. And that helmet, we can throw that on our heads whenever we need to.
Wow. Perfect. Yeah. All right. What's the next piece?
All right. So we have the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness. Now, this breastplate, it's impenetrable. And this is what's protecting our hearts, in our hearts. And this is, you know, our hearts have been rooted in Jesus Christ, and they are beating in sync with him. But so easily, if we turn around and walk away, we get like this arrhythmic thing going on with our hearts where it's not beating in sync with his. But we have this breastplate when we're facing forward, when we are following him and part of his army, we have this breastplate that's going to protect that. And that's going to walk in step with him and be protected with that. So we have the breastplate of righteousness. The belt of truth is what's tied around our waist, and it's connecting our breastplate to the rest of our armor. So that's holding our breastplate in place. That truth right there is making sure that righteousness doesn't move this way and that. It's keeping it girded. It's keeping it in place so that our breastplate's not just going to fall off without this belt. You know, it's so easily just going to be moving around and just opening up and gaps. But, you know, you think about armor, how do we get kinks in our armor? Like, what kinds of, you know, those arrows that are going to be thrown at us, are we going to, you know, let that stick into our armor? You know, even if we take an arrow and we throw it down, like, what does that armor look like underneath? Is it, how strong is that righteousness? How closely are we walking in righteousness? So that's going to strengthen that breastplate right there. So we have breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of the gospel of peace. Now, for Roman soldiers, these shoes had spikes on the end, so they are digging into the ground so that if an enemy is coming, their feet are standing ground. They're not slipping. It also made sure that these shoes of the gospel of peace, they're ready and made for any terrain. Yeah. Isaiah 52:7 says, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns." They're on the mountains, and these feet are the ones who are bringing the good news. And so mountainous, Like if you're climbing on the mountain, you need to have shoes that are ready for that. You have to have the spikes so they're not going to slip against the terrain. And they're going to protect you so that you can walk along without having to worry what you are stepping on. You know, you're not having to skip around, say, oh, there's glass over here. Yeah. Or, oh, you know, oh, there are shards of something over here. No, your shoes are fitted to your feet so that you are ready to walk on any ground, any terrain, without having to worry where you're stepping. And that means that you can step on the enemy's ground without hurting yourself. So we have the shoes of the gospel of peace. And it says right there that the feet are of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace. So this is what this verse is in reference to. Shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith. Now this isn't like Captain America's shield where it's just like a dinky. I mean, it's a dinky little circle. Like what does that really do? He has to move that up and down and all around to protect himself. But no, this is like a 4 foot tall shield.
That if you rectangular one, right?
Yeah, rectangular one that has a like the edge on the bottom. You can dig that into the ground and you can put your body force against it and you can duck down and it hides your entire body.
Oh, and you know what? I don't know if you were about to say this, but I remember when we were learning about Rome last year that the Roman soldiers, the reason they were so undefeatable was because they would interlock their shields. Yep. And so nobody could get in.
Ever. I love how you said that because, look, this means that we as sisters in Christ can link up together. Mm-hmm. But also, in this reference, it's probably talking a lot about how angels are linking with you as well. Mm-hmm. You have God's army linked with you as you are stepping on the battleground. And so, yes, that shield, they're linking up and it is an impenetrable wall. Mm-hmm. And the Ephesians, when he starts talking about this shield of faith, they're going to visualize that wall right there that the enemy cannot cross and that are linked together with not just other believers, but a spiritual army that is backing you, that is standing side by side with you. Also I have this Bible. It is it's really heavy. It's a brick. The cultural background study Bible. It is fantastic.
I have it too.
Computer
is awesome. Sitting on it.
Yeah. So this cultural background study Bible talked about how the Roman soldiers, their shields were covered with leather and wetted before they would be before battle. And that meant that when the flaming arrows are coming to them, they would immediately be extinguished by the wetness of the leather. So think about that when you're looking at your faith, the strength of your faith. How big is your shield? Do you have the shield of a Roman soldier? Are you linking your shield with other believers as well? Mm-hmm. And then you have the sword of the Spirit, right? Which is the word of God. And ladies, if you are not in the word of God, your back is turned. Okay. This is our, you know, everything else so far is your defense to be ready for the enemy attacking you. But this is your, you know, this is face-to-face combat. Okay, this isn't a long sword. This is a double-edged sword. So it's a shorter one that is meant for close combat. And so this is what is going to bring you constantly back to the truth. This is when your helmet, your helmet of salvation. If you have that enemy, if that armor is lopsided at all, if your helmet's kind of skewed, that enemy's going to talk to your brain. It's going to tell your brain some really funky stuff that is going to sound a lot louder than the truth if you're not daily in God's word. And this is not like, I'm not an expert. I am not, I actually struggle with consistency and I'm a free spirit. So sticking to a schedule is like it's something, it takes discipline and self-control. You know, it takes fruits of the spirit to be able to stay in God's word every day.
Together.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, but the more that you say, our pastor this week was just talking about a verse that he's read a million times before, and then it came alive to him again this week in a new way. That's this, our sword, our truth. It is alive. It is, you know, in our minds, in our hearts, and it is that sword that we can actively attack the enemy back with.